理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 14 Life on the Island. When Tom woke up, he didn't recognize where he was. It took him a few seconds to remember that he and his friends had run away. It was nice waking up outside, among the trees and the animals. Tom could hear the birds, both far and near, talking to each other. One bird, a blue jay, landed on a tree branch near the boys and looked at them curiously. It seemed as though this were the first time it had ever seen human beings before. At the same time, Tom noticed how similar animals and insects were to human beings. Some were busy working, some were eating, and some were playing. This made Tom want to play, so he woke the other boys and they all ran into the river to swim and clean themselves up for the day. While they were playing, they noticed that the river had carried away their boat. But this didn't bother any of them. They had everything they needed. They built another fire, and then Tom and Huck went fishing. Joe was the cook, so he just rested until they returned with the fish. After breakfast, they all rested around the fire, and it was agreed that this had been the best breakfast they'd ever eaten. Once their energy had returned, they wandered around the island for a while and then played some more in the river. At lunchtime, Joe cooked up some meat for everyone, and they sat around the fire talking for a while. They were happy all morning, but once they sat down to rest and the talking stopped, they started to feel differently. They began to think of their homes, and this made them feel a little sad and lonely. But they didn't talk about these feelings with each other, for fear that they'd be laughed at. Then there suddenly came a loud noise from the direction of the village. They all jumped up and ran to the edge of the island to see what it might have been. On their way to the shore, they heard the loud noise again. Through the trees, they could see a riverboat full of people. It was the boat that people used to cross the river every day. But it wasn't being used for that purpose now. It wasn't crossing the river. It was going down the river.
Hey, I think they're looking for someone who's drowned. They're shooting that big gun to try and get the body to rise to the top of the water, just like they did last year when they found Bill Turner's body.
Shouted Huckleberry.
You're right, Huck. But I think we're the ones they believe to be drowned,
said Tom. Suddenly, the three boys started to feel great. The village must be terribly sad. Just to see all of those people looking for them on the boat, it made them realize how important they were to their village. All of those sad feelings they'd had a few minutes ago were now forgotten. It was great being a pirate again. When night came, the boats went back to the village, and the boys went back to their fire. They all agreed that this had been a great day. It felt good to be missed. They wondered what the people of the village might be saying about them right now. They talked and laughed a lot, thinking about this. But soon their laughter died down and they began to think about how this probably wasn't very funny for the people in the village, especially for their families. Then Joe looked up from the fire and said,
Maybe we should think about going back. Don't be silly, Joe,
Tom said, laughing.
Yeah, don't be silly,
Huck repeated. Soon, both Joe and Huckleberry were sleeping. Tom, however, had other plans. He left a note for both of them, putting one in Joe's hat and the other in his pocket, so he'd find it easily, and then he ran toward the river.